agency in responding to some of the lack of consequence management. And then what we have done, Chair, we have as part of our immediate action to implementing this strategy, we have now issued notices to the NGOs that no payment is going to be made without producing evidence of the work that has been done and ensuring that you comply with the framework that governs the relation, the contractual relationship between the department and this. Currently, there are two NGOs that have been suspended pending the forensic investigation. We're in the process of also suspending another NGO. We have also taken decisive management actions, actions that have been taken against the former DG. There are six employees that also have been subjected to independent disciplinary processes. Two have been found guilty, two are still awaiting sanction, and the other two will be appearing before the PSGBC, which is the structure that is processing, the disciplinary structure that is processing for senior management in March and in April. In addition to the immediate actions that we are undertaking with the department, we've already sent letter to the state attorney requesting that they assist us in appointing a team of attorneys.
I'm not sure whether I'm the only one who is lost in, I'm not following. I've been trying to follow what is projected with the presentation given to me. Unless I've got the wrong presentation. Am I the only one? Unless DG yours is updated and you are given them.
I think we can apologize, and we have updated and it was not true. I thought maybe it has been circulated already. It was updated, but it was sent to the committee to for circulation.
We were on track until slide 18 and then from there we are.
The team said that you are. We're working with the state attorneys. We've written a letter to them this week. They're assisting us to appoint a team of attorneys. This team of attorneys are going to assist us with management of, with facilitating consequence management, where they'll be looking at the implementation of the forensic report recommendations, which the AG has said that have not been implemented previously. They will assist us with the formulation of the charges, but also facilitate the disciplinary processes. The turnaround team is a team that is a new program manager for the CWP, supported by legal, finance, and the project management team, just in terms of managing the transition of this program out of the current model. The next team is a remodeling team, which is going to remodel and redesign the whole program. And then the issue around remodeling is basically to look at how we refocus this program without the utilization of the NGOs, but also giving it a more focus in terms of targeted interventions around youth skilling and then providing useful skills and empowering of youth. But that's a process that we'll be undertaking. The current contract of the NGOs will be coming to an end in March, so we won't be renewing these contracts, but so this is using this as a process of transitioning this out. The last thing is is the one that focuses on investigative and prosecution, which is going to assist us to facilitate those processes. The action plan, Chair, what it's the way it's developed, we have taken all the findings of the Auditor General and packaged them into five teams. And these teams are the ones that informed our intervention. So, and we tried to respond to even the recurring findings that were made by the AG. So if you look at those five, what is called FSSC, it's basically the first one, looking at finance and procurement challenges. And these are challenges that relate to issues of misstatement, irregular process and wasteful expenditure, issues of non-compliance with FEM prescript, the credibility of the annual financial statements, and the weak internal controls. That's the first sort of area of focus. The second S relates to site challenges. And the site challenges would include issues relating to reconciliation of timesheets, invoices, assets registered, and also ensuring that there's proper record keeping. The next S would represent, which is three, represent systems. One of the findings of the AG is around the manual use of how some of these processes are undertaken. So what we're looking at here is looking at introducing systems that will enable the department to deal with these matters more in a more automated way. And then the fourth one is the strategy then, which deals with the remodeling or redesigning of the program. The one in the center, which is the fifth one, is a critical one. The whole management of the program is dependent on collective leadership and management, which is where issues of oversight, supervision, contract management, developing standard operating procedures between the management and of these NPOs, and ensuring that internal processes are enhanced and the reporting is enhanced and the whole monitoring of the program. So this is just to then go through what I've just explained here. The first one, dealing with those issues of misstatements, irregular and fruitless. Then the second S, the first S challenges, which deals with the reconciliation of timesheets, invoices. The third one, ensuring that there's proper and appropriate record keeping, and proper asset registers, and so on. All of this, Chair, is dependent on what we have put in place now also to ensure that there's proper monitoring of the implementation. And that proper monitoring is we're going to utilize the existing structures within the department. Those structures are led by the minister, by the two deputy ministers. There's a structure where we meet regularly with the minister and the deputy ministers. It's called NESPO, where we'll be reporting the implementation of this. But also at the DG, and senior management must ensure that there's also accountability in terms of the management of this process and monitoring of the implementation. In addition to this, what we have done, we have also developed a detailed action plan, which is the action plan. It was circulated to members, document, which is separate from the presentation. That's the detailed now action plan. And that action plan, the way it's structured, it's structured in a way that responds to the actual findings of the AG. So if you take the first one, issues around CWP leadership instability, and in poor oversight monitoring. And the actions that we are implementing to stabilize the personnel and the whole management of the program, we'll be putting in place this appointing a national program manager, legal, finance, and the project manager to ensure that the management is enhanced. We're going to be developing this standard operating procedures ensure that the whole oversight monitoring is actually dealt with. Overall, it will be the DG taking responsibility working with this team that will be putting in place. On the issue of consequence management, as I've indicated in the same page one, there's a team of attorneys that you are going to appoint. They will assist us in terms of formulation of charges. But what we want to do in this case is to prioritize and categorize all irregular expenditure and ensure that disciplinary actions are then taken against officials responsible. We have previous action plans did not address the root causes. What we've done, we've actually revised the whole action plan to ensure that it's more responsive now to the issues that the AG has raised. If we go to page 2 of that action plan, some of the errors in the annual financial statements are indicative of lack of attention or requisite expertise within the finance department. As an action which we're targeting that by end of March, we have reviewed the capability of the finance unit, looking at the skills, delegation authority, standard operating procedures, and also the whole sort of management of that unit, because it's one of the findings of the AG, and we'll be working in regard with the corporate services to ensure that by end of March, at least we have a good report that tells us what are some of the root causes to that unit. If you move to the next one, on the findings, no indication of corrective actions taken to address substandard performance, lack of consequences used to be the cause of lack of agency in implementing the recommendations. We're going to be putting in place a performance management system to deal with substandard or poor performance, and the issue of consequence management. I've already indicated that the team that we're putting in place will be assisting us to deal with that. On issues of finance and related procurement challenges, one of the issues raised is the credibility of the AFS. Financial statements were not submitted in the legislative time, submitted such contained basic accounting errors, the quality of the submissions in terms of the misstatement. What we are proposing an action that we're going to be implementing is enforcing adherence to the detailed annual financial statement time frames to ensure that we're able to comply with those deadlines. Enforce a sign-off of inputs by the respective branches and units to ensure that the actual inputs into we're also going to be appointing a director of financial accounting to improve the capacity around the issue of preparation. All of these actions will be actions within the finance unit, but also because in the program turnaround plan, the team that we're putting in place is also to bring finance people that will assist us to actually manage this process. Just on page 3, it also goes into detail in terms of the actions on the financial statements, and then also working with the internal audit within the department to verify and confirm some of the recommendations and the implementation and the sign-offs to the AG. The next finding relates to goods and services, payments made to procedure through project management and participants that was not meant to be done. In this regard, we, as I've indicated earlier, we've ensured that now all payments will be actually effective. management enforce a centralization of receipt of invoices at the SCM supply chain management unit, and this will be done on a weekly basis. On the supply chain, again, verifying all departmental files for 1920 where procurement deviations were granted and ensure that the records are complete. Verify and confirm procurement that has been done by the NGOs to ensure that they comply with the supply chain management policies and also in line with Section 271 of the Constitution. And all of these will be done on a monthly basis. On the wrong payment that was made to the wrong entity, this is the case that I referred to earlier, where the six employees have been subjected to an independent process. And those are the individuals involved, the CFO, Acting Director of Accounting Services, Deputy Director of Accounting Services, Senior State Accountant, and the Accounting Clerk. And progress on this one to date, two employees have been found guilty after pleading guilty. Two have appeared before it in our hearing, and the sanction is still outstanding there. Then the last two employees are the ones that are going to appear in March. On issues relating to payment to deceased participants, payment to government employees, project management fees that are paid, prior year project management fees, current year project management fees. We, in this case, were doing an investigation to determine the exact magnitude of the loss that has resulted from these payments and ensure that we are able then institute disciplinary actions against the officials that would have been found guilty. share, which is the turnaround strategy. The remodeling and redesigning of the program to ensure that we also have a clear change management strategy so that the transitioning out of NPOs, but also ensuring that the sustainability in terms of the interventions that are targeted at the skilling of youth in terms of social work and skills is continuing, so that there's no disruption in terms of the program. And lastly, all of these post-COVID action plans, we've also identified the risk areas that we need to put in place and ensure that we're able then to mitigate some of these risks that we need to address, so that the implementation of this whole action plan is actually implemented and it's realistic in terms of accessing the root causes. And of course, many of these actions are actions that we're going to do on a weekly, monthly basis. Some of them are actions that will be timed within particular timeline, 2-3 months, and so on. So, but we will continue to interact with the committee to update them on the actions that we're taking. We are resolved to share that these actions that we're taking, they're going to assist us in turning around the time. And address some of the recurring findings that the AG has made. And I think it's not a desirable stage to find ourselves in the state as a department responsible for local government. But we are putting a plan in place which with the support of the principals and then the officials, taking accountability and ensuring with transparency in the department and the consequences will be able to implement this. And thank you very much.
Definitely. I'm not sure all of the members there. Before you end, I want to make this intervention.
We cannot allow wasteful expenditure. I thought earlier on that if we have that ability, you would just spirit yourself out of your city. And spirit up what is up on that chair. So that point is empty. But now I allow 3 minutes to grab the snares over there and water and return back to your seats and then we'll start the proceedings. Okay? Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
the one that said I'm fine. So there's an assistant director that is not reflecting that, which conflicts the district. Thanks.
Honorable Honorable Hussein, Prince of the Mind, Ali P, Honorable Peggy, and Honorable Smith, and the monkey. We are fine. Okay. Okay. Then, over to you.
Thank you, Jay. Okay, just a few questions in terms of your audit action plan on point four. Isn't it time we start looking at real-time audit systems? Real-time audit systems is actually the one way we can audit as we go. And then you know it has to be correct, it has to be done correctly. In another part, on your contracts, it says contracts are signed by the necessary parties and are correctly completed. The implement agents clearly understand the roles and responsibilities and that such executed as required. Wasn't that the case that happened in the last or in this previous year in terms of the annual report? Didn't they sign it and didn't they understand it? And if so, what action did you take in terms of the contracts against the NPOs? Next one. Point two, utilize advanced payments. It says appointment of 9 contract workers to tier the advanced payments. Why so much? Why do you need 9 contracts to do that? And at what cost will that be? If I understand it correctly. And then, if I may ask, if the department are willing to give us the contract of the NPOs, a list of the NPOs that has been approved and the contract that ends March 2021, can we have those signed contracts to see what the SLA is like and see if they, if they fulfill their responsibilities in terms of the contracts? Thank you.
Chair, thank you very much. I just want to make one comment for the benefit of the Minister and the Deputy Ministers before I just raise one or two questions. And when I say, Chair, that I think you will know that I try my very best to try and be as balanced and fair as possible whenever it comes to these reports, to try and, you know, point out some of the good areas that we're making progress in, but at the same time do our job as public representatives in terms of oversight. And I would say it's difficult under these circumstances to try and find many positive things to say. I am encouraged, however, by the honesty of the Minister in her opening comments. Chair, you will recall that one of the things I said in, when we started convening these meetings in the beginning was that for me the importance of accountability and consequence management in this department, for me personally, as a member of the committee, is priority. If we don't get that right, the department's not going to come right for years. So I'm encouraged to hear some of the comments that the Minister has made in terms of trying to turn things around. And following on that positivity, I would like to get a response from the Minister so that at the next opportunity we will be fair to her. If she could point out some of the areas that she finds particularly concerning that she's going to focus on to make sure the department gets turned around. So when we have the quarterly reports, we can at least focus on those areas and then hold you accountable, which I know that you respect, in terms of the oversight. So if you could please just point out some of those areas, I will be very grateful. Chair, the CWP program is a headache. And it's been a headache for a long time. We've raised many concerns about it previously. And it's become a place where people go to eat, if I can put it to you that way. And the last time the gentleman, if I remember, I think it was George Stepiso, when he was here, when I asked some very specific questions, he was very evasive about it, and I'm sharing what my experience is. And I followed up with some messages to say, can we please have the information that we requested at the breakaway session when we had it in the Western Cape, where he undertook to let us have, let the committee have, the names of the participants, and just simple basic information. And the response I received is, I want to tell you, was very, very evasive. And generally, when people want to hold information away from you, there is always the area of suspicion there. To this day, I didn't get it. And the truth is starting to come out, I think, on the CWP program. There was the Auditor General's letter that I've seen recently that points out about 600,000 rand that was paid to dead people on the CWP program. And then further millions of rands that were paid to government employees who are also on the program. So I'm encouraged by some of the comments by the acting DG and yourself, Minister, but I really do want to hear, what are you going to do to get our money back? And if you're serious about holding people accountable and appointing attorneys to have all these disciplinary hearings, based on the figures that we're seeing of the millions of rands that have disappeared, and previous years too, I think you're going to be kept busy for a very long time holding people accountable. I hope there's going to be people left in government departments when you finish. But I hope that you will, and I think Acting DG, you made some comment in the end that you will come back with feedback around the progress that you're making, and we look forward to that, so that at least some of us in the Portfolio Committee can have some confidence in the leadership of the department to say that you are genuinely trying to do what you can to turn the mess around. So I look forward to hearing that when it does happen. Chair, I wanted to just take the DG to, I think it's slide 11, if you don't mind for a second. And there again on the CWP program, it talks about 241,960 work opportunities provided. Given the comments that I've made earlier, I'm not sure that you can rely on that 100% in those figures. That's not a true reflection, I think, of the performance of the market in terms of the CWP program. I want to just deal with the last point about on the same issue. I have a number of questions, but I'll leave it for my colleagues. I'm sure they're going to raise some of these things as well. And I know you made a comment about the remodeling exercise. My comment was cut the whole thing in its entirety. And one of the reasons why I say that, Minister, is that to this day, I'm not sure if anybody's got a copy of a document on some cost-benefit analysis. This is how much we spent. This is the value we got. And based on, or compare that to what the original plan was about why we're setting up the CWP program. I'm not sure, and I'm not convinced that money that is being spent on the CWP program or on the remodeling, whatever it's called, is going to contribute largely to the overall objectives of the department or government or us as a portfolio committee. And if it's a case of just replacing one with the other for the sake of keeping people in some jobs, I'm afraid then we're not going to be achieving what we want to do, especially in an environment where municipalities in our country are falling apart because they simply just don't have money to operate. So I want to, on that point, ask that when you do decide on this remodeling and what it's going to look like, I would appreciate if you would share that information with the Portfolio Committee so that we can engage you robustly to say this thing is either going to work or not work. And I'm particularly interested in how does that investment that we're making of money in the remodeling of whatever the program's going to be called, how is it going to contribute to the longer term objectives of getting municipalities to provide basic services? The simple things that they're not being able to provide. And these things around CWP program and the remodeling, I'm calling it remodeling, I don't know what it's going to be called later. Unless, of course, you can convince me or the committee to say, we're going to put X million into this program and this is how it's going to contribute to service delivery on the long run. Because I know of people who are sitting on the CWP program and getting money every month and they were doing absolutely nothing and contributed very little. There was no benefit that we received from it. So those are just my comments, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair. I just want to turn first to the presentation given. The problem findings of the Auditor General as contained in the annual report on pages 118 to 120. These slides should in fact be struck from the record because they're completely misleading. So on page 11, 81% performance, page 14, supports provided to establish ward committees, page 15, the vetting of the appointment of senior managers, page 16, 240,960 CWP work opportunities created. In all of those instances, the Auditor General says he does not have sufficient information to justify it. So maybe acting Director General, we should not put these things in presentations that have already been found not to be substantiated by information. The second point is, I think the committee needs clarity on the circumstances of the departure of the Director General. Did he resign? Was he fired? Was it performance management? And I think it's important, given the state of the department, to determine what those circumstances were. Was there a golden parachute? Important questions, I think. Mention is made of the six employees against whom action is taken, and it all seems to relate to payment of a wrong entity. I think it was Sekokuni municipality, that instance. But that leaves us with the hundreds of millions, I think it's even more than a billion in irregular expenditure due to all of these problems of the CPW program. And it seems no disciplinary action was taken because of those losses and those misdeeds. And they in fact dwarf this payment of a wrong entity. So while I think we must welcome it, we must also ask or confirm that no action to date has been taken in terms of that. And if that's incorrect, please correct me. Related to that, what is the value of summons issued to recover any of the accumulated irregular expenditure to date? And by that I mean incurred in the last financial year and not yet dealt with from previous financial years. The last question is, the Acting Director General mentioned that there will now be a proper performance management system put in place. What concerns me is on page 103 of the annual report, it mentions that the top management have already signed performance agreements. So, Acting Director General, it's page 103, are there performance agreements in place or are there not? And if there are, why must the system still be put in place? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'd like to know with regards to the Greater Sekhukhune district, that erroneous meat payment that was made, how far is the department in recovering the amount of 104 million? And then I want to know on page 104, with regards to the performance reward, on page 104 states that 3.2 million have been paid to personnel below senior management level for that time period of 1 April to 31st of March. And with regards to that, the AGO said the department has a lack of urgency and no appetite to implement the AG's recommendations. So exactly what was being rewarded? 3.2 million is a lot of money. And then I'd like to know with regards to the CWP, how far is the department in recouping that 6.3 million that was spent on the payment of deceased participants and non-qualified government employees?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just want to start by saying that this morning I attended this conference because they were dealing with the AG's report on the municipalities. They were dealing with the municipalities from Northwest and from Northern Cape. And the members of the SCOPA were also raised some serious concerns as a result. They suggested that they don't want to accept the report because it's very bad. They suggested that the SCOPA, they must just go to those municipalities. I'm sharing this because I was listening to the minister when he was opening this meeting, saying that they are moving on the right direction. But the report from SCOPA suggested that the department is recruiting. One municipality that was also engaged at the SCOPA level was Mamosa, the one that is coming from by-election. They have got a cleanup for 10 years. Others 4 years, 9 years, and so on. So that's why the members of the SCOPA said, you know, we can't take this report. The SCOPA must go to check this municipality. Also, this committee of COPTA, when met last week, we also said, let us have on our program, let us visit all municipalities. Because acting DG, as we are sitting here, some of us, we are activists. We don't sit here and expect to get presentation from you and then we engage on the basis of the presentation. We are on the ground. We know what is going on. When we go to page 9, we are telling us that we have achieved 100% in terms of functional work committee. And with due respect, I would love the acting DG to retract the statement because that is not true reflection of what is happening on the ground. There is no functional work committee that can be 100%. I don't know where are we living, which world are we living? Because we are members of parliament sitting here. We also, coming from wards, we wake up in specific wards. We know what is happening in the world. There is no work committee that can be, the department can boldly say that it's 100% functioning. I'm saying to the minister, because fortunately I know the minister very well, I know her body language. I'm saying to the minister, as much as we are promising us to say that you are going to make sure that you clean the department, we know this is a crisis in this department, because the department report, it entails what is happening on the municipality. It has a direct effect on the deliver, service deliver, on our basic needs on the ground. So I have raised this concern when the DM was here, who DM'd us, to say that in order for us to have something that we call a solution to this, we need political will. The political will is needed. You can't correct only on the side of the administration and then you think that everything will be okay. So the minister as the political head of the department must go back and have a clear direction to what needs to be done in the department and come back and engage with the portfolio committee. Maybe she must come alone without the department on that day to say that committee members, this is what I'm planning to do in order to help the state of affairs to change, because it's really, really bad. You see, acting DG, let me just make one example, which I know that the minister will know what I'm talking about. The municipality in KZN, Ethekwini municipality. The former mayor is attending the court case. a lot is happening between people from finance department have been killed in the offices. And the media is not even reporting about those things. Whoever possess some information have been killed inside offices. So when I'm talking about a Tekwini municipality, you can ask yourself how many municipalities that will have the same thing because of the corruption that is sitting in there. The second point that I want to make attention. You know the 8-year report was presented to the UNSCOP. One of the key messages is saying that there is a lack of accountability, and they have raised this concern with the leadership of the municipality. It goes back to what I'm saying, that mayors, MMs, and officials, they don't have any working relationship in terms of how to make sure that there is accountability. So my point is that if we can't address this issue politically, we are not going to get it right at all. So we need to separate the two. I agree with my colleague to say that we need an explanation, but if the minister does not feel comfortable to be open with us to say what happened to the DG, it's fine. Because to us, we need to see this department to get it right. On the finance of the department, the minister must make sure that it is clean. There must be a cleanup that's supposed to be happening in the department. Now, we are here to say that one of the programs, CPW, I think is a project that has gone wrong. My colleague is complaining that he didn't get any information. I managed to push the DDG to get some of the information, and I ended up going to do some of the site visits during my spare time. The first thing, Minister, that it came to my mind is to say that why do you have NPOs in this program? Because that's where looting is taking place. And the DDG is coming to tell us here that on page 17, suspended 2 NPOs pending investigation out of our many, let alone the role of the NPO in this program. Why do you have to have an NPO? Let's say the program is quite correct. We need to tap in on the unemployment that is we are having in the country. But now, why are we having an NPO that is getting a lot of money? And who are owning those NPOs? So when the acting DG is coming to say that only 2 suspended, but none. So I'm saying all of this, Minister, just to try to prove a point to say that we have a lot to do with the next minister to clean this department. It's rotten from head to toe. So it needs you to portray leadership skills, because I can speak as an opposition here, but at the end of the day, all of us get affected on the service delivery that is happening. As we speak now, we are regressing in terms of progressing. Etumlal Township, akuhambeki, kuyanuka, udoda ulanga. And you know what happens to the world of this? As we speak now, municipalities, they can't even afford just water, to deliver water. When you engage with the municipalities, they're telling you about the aging infrastructure. And you ask them, but as a municipality with leadership, with all skilled people, so you didn't know that this infrastructure will be aging at some point. So I'm trying to portray a picture that you need to go and rework the solution of the department. Is that right? When you are dealing with the DG to say that no, because we have to start cleaning by identifying some of the things, for instance, DG must go, it's fine. But we must have a time frame as a political office. How long are we going to make sure that there is a change around strategy if we are serious about this thing? Then last point that I'm making without going to presentation, we also have asked the agent to say that it's well and good, come and tell us what are your findings and so on and so on. But most of the cases are very clear to say some people must be arrested. I think the minister must play that role as well to talk to NPA and Department of Police to say that my department is having this such, and let us make sure those people who have looted of corruption, they must be arrested. So, Minister, I think you are not going to sleep now if you want to make some difference in this. I don't know. I wanted to say that. With your DMs, they must not sleep together with you. So, acting DG, we know what you are. Acting DG is not some of your fault, but now we are the acting DG, must come heavy on you because we want this department to be a straightforward department. Thank you, ma'am.
Honourable Professor.
Okay, thank you very much. I concur with my colleague, Commissar Sengo, who indicated many, many other issues that he has come to mind. But I want questions of clarity on the issue of appointment of consultants, whether there is no other mechanism for the department to have proper capacity to run its own affairs. Secondly, the fact that out of 16,000 to 24,000 were trained. I just want clarity in terms of the in-between, between 16,000 and 24,000. What happened there? Why were those people not trained? Just to keep light on them. The other issue that I wanted to tease on, Minister, because you were not here at the time, is the fact that we both must accept the fact that this is a failed program, the CWP, and I'm sure you have raised that yourself, Minister, that this is a failed program. It needs to, at some point, you say it needs to be revitalized. On my own, I propose that it should be overhauled completely. And the other issue on the CWP is the definition of work. Just in the country, what is the definition of work? Because we might have set standards very, very low here. To say that 100 rands is work in South Africa. So we must come to a point to say that whether the kind of work that we are creating is making any changes. And if it's not making any changes in people's life, why are we doing this? You know, because we are setting standards very, very low, as though that's what should happen to black people. Why us? You know, I propose that we should then get a model that will speak to the interesting of these workers that are sitting there for 2 days and doing nothing, and move towards insourcing them in that way. That's about the last issue, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Indeed, one must say up front that the story narrated in the report is one that is distressing. But having said that, interventions in place seeks to suggest that we are moving towards the right direction. I course she cannot be able to assist me because she wouldn't know what is wrong with me. But the department is frank, honest, and open with the challenges that are confronting it. And they have put measures in place in trying to take us to where we want to see the department going. So having said that, it's distressing as it is. But I think having gone through the audit action plan and the time frames, ours now is to monitor and exercise our oversight according to what it is presented to us. We feel pity for you, acting DG. It's only your first month. But I think in this regard, uzofana no Yesu, ufele izono, zabantu. So there is no other Jesus that we can crucify except you. And I think you must take in that spirit. Ukutwaza twana izono, zinyezono zako. Uzamhlawula ngetshala linetshala lakho. Because what I would like to get an understanding change, because here we're dealing with the annual performance of the department, but some of the question speaks directly to the functionality of local government. Now, to what extent is the performance and functionality of local government a true reflection of your department? I'm asking on the basis that we have COXA, which is provincial department, and national. What role do you, how far do you go in terms of intervening to the distressed municipality? Because many a times we tend to use a blanket approach. If municipalities are dysfunctional, therefore the department itself is dysfunctional. So that we, next time, at least we have a sense and an understanding. Because I've heard you twice, Honourable Minister, in the House saying the issue of 139 resides with provincial government, yours is to be the concurrent, so that we are not crucifying the wrong children. But we understand that the back stops with you ultimately. And we need to get that sense and a clear understanding so that we'll be channeled if next time it needs to be that we summon all these provincial cogs under one roof to get an understanding why things are happening as it is, so be it. I thought when I read some of your achievements, you will correct me if I'm wrong, especially the 100 municipalities that you've offered support to. When you say it's 100%, it's only 100% of 100. We have 257 municipalities in the country. So I don't think the report seeks to suggest that there are functional ward committees in all 257, but your target of 100 you have been able to achieve, unless I'm reading English correctly. So that if that's not my understanding, correct understanding, you will correct me. We are here to risk the remodeling exercise. We'll assess you accordingly. There are time frames. I don't think for us it would be ideal to say the program must be cut. We can't well understanding the concept behind and the benefit that it brings to the masses of our people, the poorest of our poor, and then you say we scrap the entire program. That would be highly insensitive to those who accept and appreciate whatever little sense is coming out of that program. The issue is about mismanagement of the program. Imagine when Pirate loses game and then you say we must sell the team. Instead of that would be the worst counter-revolutionary decision ever. Identify challenges, fix those challenges. If you have a problem with the coach, fire the coach. As if now Because what Sixth suggests is that Israel lost King will be better off without having this program, which that's not the case. I don't think we should move towards that direction. Yes, there are serious challenges. Yes, the current status quo is unacceptable change. But I don't think it would be the sentiment of the community to say we must fix the challenges. Those are the issues that I wanted as chair to persuade the members to say must not be like, okay, no, let me not go there for now.
Okay. Thank you, our acting chairperson, our minister. We thank you, and we welcome our present, our deputy ministers. We also welcome our present and our officials, and also let us also welcome our acting DG. Indeed, I really don't want to go back for negative things. I'll only concentrate more on positive things. Yes, you mentioned clearly that you need to strengthen the management, the performance of our management. And you mentioned clearly that you are on par of doing that. And you know, when I peruse this document, I can see that yes, indeed, the new strategic plan that you are coming, as our minister earlier on mentioned that we didn't have a proper plan in realizing that getting the new DG, and then indeed you have listened to what the minister was saying to you, the deputy minister, and indeed you are there. Meaning we are raising the bar high. We cannot kept on, you know, talking negative things, not coming up with a plan. And also, the issue of the monitoring of implementing the action plan. Meaning that your plan, I think all of us, we are going to read it with understanding, and also we are going to follow you. And even the officials, if you are not going to do your job, of course, you have already worked with us. If things are not well, we just tell you, 9-9. Yeah, yeah, it's a damn cheap language, 9-9. So unfortunately, you know, the new DG, you don't know us. But when things are not going well, we are going to tell you 9-9. But now, we are on par. And then come here, unfortunately now I'm somebody who don't absent myself from the meeting. And then because last week we have seen the mistakes and we cannot bank on those mistakes. Let's move forward. Then and the system also will ensure that the accountability, the commitment, and also making sure that all the systems are controlled and work effectively for the interest of our people. Then also the issue of the NPO, non-functional NPO. Of course, we have mentioned case everything. Yes, you know, we have summarized everything professionally. So therefore, I think on this issue of NPO, these are the people that need the department to pay this money. Now, for us going forward, I think we should also, the minister involve the Department of Labor, so that when this new system that you are going to implement, it should also get the support from, you know, the Department of Labor. Because these people, they were not doing the filing, they were poor administration. Even the issue of, you know, it is like going to the bank and borrowing money that you want to build a house. Then after you get the money, rather than building a house, you go and buy a Range Rover. Stay in a shack. It is just like that, Minister. So we need, I think the internal process, and it is also going to be an end by your commitment, DG. I think everybody here is listening, and I'm really impressed. And also, you know, the feeling of people. I want to understand this. The issue of exit strategy plan for CDWP. Because in most cases, they will be saying, one should go and work for a 1 year. Then after 1 year, somebody is out. And then we get another group of people to come and do the work. Rather than, why are we not enforcing? You know, South Africa is a place of education. Unfortunately, me, I'm from Gauteng. We are surrounded by educational institutions. So therefore, if we are talking of people that we are going to train them on agriculture, let it be not somebody, an NGO. We are here with the University of Pretoria. Now I know family. I've been trained by the University of Pretoria. So that people should have a relevant qualification. Not, I mean, somebody who are saying is having a 1 year diploma. Sometimes now we don't take that serious. Let us change our way of doing things. Because that way we lead also coming up with another way of manufacturing. We train our people to have a, you know, a serious qualification. We are talking like us when we grew up in doing and talk the, you know, the older language. When I was doing standard four, they were teaching us how to swim. Next. But this young generation, they can't even when the king Kunubi, what do you call it? Button. When the button has fallen, one cannot even swim. So you understand the minister. I think we need to go back. Like the other day, I was complaining the subject, accounting, then we melt accounting with mathematics. Accounting has got nothing to do with mathematics. Here we are dealing with adjustment. So therefore, that's why at the end of the day, we are having the people that cannot come as an auditor to come and help our people to develop their businesses. Minister, you need to enforce, go and talk to the higher education minister to do a division. Let accounting be accounting and let it, you know, like before, with the economics. And then mathematics, let it be the issue of physics. Like now, so many learners, they are afraid of doing accounting, because of when we want to do accounting, it's a subject. I'm talking of grade 10, 11, and 12. Then we have also to do mathematics, which, you know, to us, our belief in South Africa, we are saying mathematics is a difficult subject because of we are lazy to practice. But the minister, this is your responsibility. By so doing, you will identify other people, they leave school earlier because of their fathers, they didn't want to support them. That is a fact. As women, we are suffering. We are there, we are mothers, we are fathers, and everything. But now, if our minister here, she's a woman, and she's doing very good. The deputy ministers are here, they are from Gauteng, they understand the Mengen Muslim. Sometimes, you know, when they give Gauteng budget, I'm finishing, when they give Gauteng budget, you know, the budget that you are getting in Gauteng really is not enough. Because Gauteng is a half of this country. And while at the same time, it is, you know, congested by this foreign nationals. And you know, when a child is crying there, I cannot just hold my arms and say, I cannot help that child, you know. So we go and help those people. And the budget and the rest of the day, the money is no more there. And then people start to say, how do we do this? But now, I think monitoring, the introduction of monitoring system, we welcome that. I think everybody, when they wanted to do wrong things, they will be saying, those people are coming. And but while at the center, you cannot just talk about monitoring without a proper training of people that will be doing monitoring. Let us do that. Why ministers are not having our own institutions? You know, because of here what we are saying, there will be a department of minister and what, and being under the supervision of the DG. But now, who will be training those people? Because you know, those people sometimes they are failing because of they don't have a continuous training to be well advanced with new development. Then thank you. We cannot consider to be this well and good on the your presentation because there are some things that we need to and we can raise this issue from the first day we need this panel. I can say yesterday or before yesterday, I was listening to Uko the FM. The old Nyati mayor was announced. Water. This man has
But in my observation, this district model, it cannot help us. This one budget, one plan in this in annual report, page 50, it cannot help. Because people are suffering now, what is the budget is only in the district. There is a district that has 5 local municipalities. If the district can manage everything and the local municipality, the local municipality has to keep quiet. For the arm is getting money, do nothing. Even the LED, nothing. Because what I'm suggesting, I'm not saying I'll change everything if you get back. I'm suggesting. That is my opinion. I think the district must have a budget. Also, the local municipalities have another budget so that they can do minor things. Not just everything must be at the top of the district. What will happen if people are crying now without the district model, but people are crying, nothing happened. What much more if the budget would be at the district? Top, down, nothing happened. I think we need to review this model. This is not clear. If you are serious about this on the ground. Because Mina, there's a power of Uti, it is free, it's my very budget. Also, there's not going to be my power, I like it. That's to do anything. Local economic development. Like a whoop in the hall. There was just 9 and a toilet. Who was the woman with the city of 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 the local municipality? Minor thing. Everything is under the district. It's not a district. If the city is not a project, it's not a project. Yes, it can have those projects. But selectively so, not all of them, because the local municipality must function. Must function is mandate and duty. Must not just require them to look at scope for a district, even come and do things, whatever. What do we have? You know, you don't have a guideline, it's a very short thing. In the way, this is model. What? It's also not a district model, but this is one plan. One budget, it is a district only, no, it must be two. The local must have its own budget. If the district can see that you want a project, it can take the project from the local municipality. The project will move with the that budget to the district. But some of those minor things must be, and the local. I'm crying about the whole head of six.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Please. The
DG.
Your first name.
Thank you very much. I'd love to go to the DG. I'll just take a few website, and I decided I wanted to go to it like I know, so that nobody can tell me something. That I went to a site, and one of the things I was told by the people there is that they came grain. Now, in that village, the graves are at the homestead, there's no graveyard. Right? There's no graveyard. So I said, which graveyard? Oh no, we've stopped doing that. We no longer clean them. I said, when you did clean them, which graveyard? So I'm just giving you an example. And it's clear to me that there are problems there. Yes, there were some people we found working, cutting grass. I don't know about the training, but yes, it's been out and trained, but I can't vouch for it. That's why I think it should really be completely remodeled. And then I said, okay, give me your pocket of excellence, because I see things are not going well. But just give me where things are going very well. One of the things I was told is that there is a soap making project, making soap for washing. That's the key. And they said that one of their best. So I then said, okay, how much soap do they produce? You won't believe what I heard. 32 bars of soap a week. 32 bars of soap a week. Maybe they should be producing less than a minute or an hour, I don't know. But a week. Then I said, come on, if you say this is one of your best, 32 bars of soap a week. Then I was told, well, maybe there are big bars of soap. So I said, okay, fine, maybe there are big bars of soap. But let me get the size. And I was told I'll get it. 4 months down the line, I look on the line, the bar will show you. So I'm just showing you that whilst you are concerned, we are very concerned. And we try and find and we just get. And that's why really I think we must just remodel it completely. They training, but if you look at the amount that is used for training, it's huge, but the output, you don't see much. So that's a big concern, and I'm being honest with you, because this is people's money, and you are people's servants. You must be honest where things aren't working. So that's why we are saying we must remove and some of the leadership, CWT, from the CWT, and see if we can get a team of people temporarily to assist us whilst we work with the team to remodel. I asked, who are the, can I get the NPOs, who they are, who established them, when, who are the board or whatever members. I was only given 6. I'm still waiting for the others.
I have more than you.
Huh?
I have more than you.
You have more than me, you are lucky. So I'm just saying, information is not forthcoming, it's very frustrating. And so, at least we now at least have the acting DG to assist us, because What did you say? Golden, no, golden
shoe.
Parachute. I don't know because I'm not a parachuter. But all I can say to you, I needed a DG to be out of the department so that we can get a DG to come, a new DG. So, from the department side, he didn't get a golden handshake. His contract was shortened. Instead of being 5, it was stopped. Whatever years he had served, it was not like if it's 5, he had served 2, then it's shortened to that 2 years. And he has left the public service. He's still working in government, but not in the public service. So there was no golden handshake from the department. Parachute, I don't know. I won't comment on the parachute, but I'll comment just on this. And then there was this, an issue that we are pursuing people who paid a company instead of paying the municipality, but who are not pursuing the CW people. That's not quite true. First, we have to just remove them so that we can get the progress. Remove them in the leadership of the CWP. But we will follow up, and if we have to do whatever we have to do, we do. They not like we are saying CWP, if you do something wrong there, nothing will happen. No, no. It will happen there as well. It's just that here, we can't lose so much money, and it's not clear why we lost it until it's clear. This money is paid to a company. The company doesn't return the money. So we have to pursue that money. We can't leave it alone and say because there are bigger problems in CWP, and we won't pursue. We'll pursue all everything that is wrong. What else? Another Mukari. I heard them calling you something else. I think all of us must work to clean up the municipality. Not only the department, political parties must also do their part. All of them. Where there are problems. Because you cannot only deal with administration, because in some of the municipalities, not all, but in some of the municipalities, you can't separate the egg white from the yellow. It's all we must accept the poor constitution put by that national you can only intervene in a municipality. National can only intervene if the province has failed to intervene and the budget is not being passed and all that. So I think it's always easy here at national to say COPSA, but we know it's not COPSA. You are correct when you say you must call the provincial COPSA. You are correct when you say you must call the municipalities, because they have powers that we can't go beyond ourselves. So this thing of treating us as though we are just, we have all the handcuffs and all the jails for municipalities, not true. We can't believe that. We can advise and do all that, but if they say no, what to do? The province must act. Even 139.7 says the national can intervene according to 4 and 5, which means if the province has failed, the budget cannot be passed. It can't just be saying, oh, there's just corruption, so I will intervene. So I'm just saying, let's really be fair. The department, if you recall, in my budget speech last year, I said it's very difficult when you have a department that gets disclaimers to go and say to the municipality, don't get a disclaimer. So that you can see how painful it is to be in this department when you have to then comment on the municipality that's getting a disclaimer when you yourself have a disclaimer. So it's a very painful situation, but we will try. You are correct. We are both correct. Honorable Kalipa says it's 100%. It's not 100% of all the municipalities. Their target was 100 out of 257, which means it's less than even 50%. It's less than even 50% of the municipality. So whether they continue to be functional, I don't know, but it's 100% of 100, which is less than 50%. But one of the things I did when I first came, I thought, well, why don't we use the School of Government to assist us, training even counselors and other people. I had a discussion with the head of the School of Government at the time, and I found that they had nothing for municipalities actually. There are no modules that are specific to municipalities. So they can come and train, but it won't assist them in terms of specifics of the municipality. Then you also asked why have NPOs. Yes, we asked him the same question, why have NPOs? So we're going to look at it. But let me move to Honorable Mamki. Let me say that the one budget, maybe it's good that you've raised it, because then our communication must change. spending, just take an example, is spending 50 billion. That's the total amount national police is spending in that district. But the district will include, like in OR, the district will include what they are spending in Flexa, what they are spending in UCC, what they are spending in Port St. John's, what they are spending in KSD. So it's not, and then what they are spending in the district. But also not only in the municipality, but what they are spending there. What schools are they building? What clinics are they building? What everything that they are doing in that district. So when we say one budget, one district, we're not meaning, yes, we're meaning the whole amount in the geographical space. Yes. And that's why, for instance, even LED, that's why you are saying, what are the opportunities in that place? Agriculture in OR. Even if we need part of it is rural, what is agriculture doing there? That's why, for instance, we've worked with rural and agriculture, and we've taken 1,000 kids from the three districts to go and train them in agriculture. Now, not at the university. Those who must go to the university must go to the university. We don't quarrel with that. But we have said they must redesign their whole program, which was a four-year program. We want it to be a short program because the people that are being trained, we want them to be trained on practical. When you say people must keep goals, people have been keeping goats since time immemorial. But they've not been keeping them for making money, for creating wealth. They've been keeping them as a data bundle for communicating with their ancestors. Now, we want them to keep them for wealth creation. So they must be trained on how do you keep goats for commercial purposes? How do you feed them? How do you keep them? And the market will also be, they will be assisted with market. So agriculture will assist them. So that's the type of training. Some we will want them to be trained in construction. I was having a discussion with some construction people, companies who build houses, offices, whatever. And I was saying to them, why do you prefer people who come from outside in your company to look at? And they said to me, no, we don't prefer people coming from outside. We want skilled people. And South Africans don't understand the construction industry. You guys, government, don't understand that painting is a skill. You can't just take somebody and give him a brush and say they must paint. You don't understand that plastering is a skill. Putting ceiling is a skill. Tiling is a skill. So we don't get those skilled people in South Africa. But the Mozambicans understand that. They train their people in all the areas of construction, choosing all those things. Mozambicans train them, Zimbabweans train them, Malawians train them, you don't. And therefore, we can't take South Africans and just give them a brush and say, paint. We want a professional thing. So, we are going to do that as well. We are going to train some of these young people in those kids. Because you say CWP originally was supposed to do that, was supposed to train this training component. They're supposed to train them and then they can go and find a job, because now they've been trained, they are artisans. They have a skill that they can use, but it hasn't quite happened. So somebody stays in CWT forever. So I'm just trying to say this is what we're going to do. Somebody, if you look at OR, they've been selling and growing bizarre before. But now,
I'm they recruit them and put them to the skilled institutions so that they can obtain the fee. They stay there for 6 months. After 6 months, they don't give them salary stipend. They'll be chased away where they are tenants to other owners next to the institution. I'm saying this is because some of them, they call me. Remember, I was with you, who had this. I give them my number. Okay, I forgot. But in that institution, the scheme belongs to the institution. But they are not finishing what they are doing, both in CD and math. I want to have a page. What are we going to do about that? I think so that you can get skills properly, professionalized in South Africa. Let us put hope to the speaker and investigate what is happening to the speaker. See there, people never go to jail. Since I'm teaching mine for young people, they did not finish to obtain their skills protection. So, what's the reason for the office? Because I'm not a man, I'm not a man, I'm not a man.
The issue of the cost-benefit analysis for the CWP, I think that is going to be part of the actual modeling exercise. We must look at the model in terms of what the current model what we've achieved with it and how we move forward. The issue of the 100%, I think Minister has also dealt with that. The management system, we work with the current framework on the assessment of performance of officials, and they will be assessed based on the achievements that they have achieved in terms of the target that they have set themselves, where they are able to demonstrate more than what they have achieved, more than what was expected. And so there's a particular formula on how that's calculated. But it is a system that has its own flaws, which needs to be improved. Or sometimes it can be also abused in terms of rewarding people that are not necessarily deserving. not increase the compensation of employees' budget. We need to look at how do we bring additional support. But of course, in the context of what we're discussing now, this is a contractual sort of post which would only be looking at how we transit through the CWP. But these are not consultants that are going to be appointed for a long term. And we agree with the honourable members in terms of, as part of that modelling, the issue of defining clearly the work opportunities based on the skills that the participants, all of those issues will be clarified. And as the minister has indicated, we'll also follow up on the issue of Ward 6 with MISA to go and check in terms of understanding what the nature of the problem is there and what needs to be done to resolve that problem. On the Fukuni issues, we are following up. We're also working with the HAWC to look at the issues of recovery on that case. Jack, I think most of the issues the minister has already covered. Thank you.
The last year, we also managed question on your performance awards. That's the last question.
I've responded to that chair on the performance.
So we have got a commitment from
we can't wait for the next one. We need to be seen, to be treating this matter, we can take it from the event. So it can't be business as usual for the department that has received two consecutive disclaimers. And that will spark a rebellion even from local municipalities if we're going to be sympathetic to the national department and be harsh on the government. So I think our effort should be geared towards making sure that we get progress report, whether on monthly or depending on their time frame, so that what we'll be captured. Otherwise, because there are other time frames that we're not keep in terms of the remodeling, we don't know how long we're going to remodel. So we need to get progress, and progress it can only be forwarded, unfortunately, because we're not held on in terms of administration through the report. So let us agree in this meeting on the way forward. If you're not comfortable, perhaps we can say the solution in another meeting where we'll get our heads around together and then report accordingly to the department in terms of the action plan. So I don't want necessarily to put you in the corner, man.
Chairperson, ngihambe emazweni ka-Transport, siyazi ukuthi uhlelo lesihlalo usikhashana. We don't want to be very hard on you
here.
Kodwa uzamile khona. Sesiya edda ukuthi no, it can't be ukuthi the next report will be the one that will give us an update. So, as a way forward, as my colleague is suggesting, we have also raised our concerns. And we are sharing the same sentiment with the department. So let us give the department and the political head to go and look politically what we have raised here. One point that we have raised sharply is the issue of consultants. And the DG, both the DG and the minister have not even touched on it. But we are not putting any pressure now. We are saying we are giving you time, come and update us because we are together in this finding solution to this crisis. My colleague is saying monthly, or let us have a specific date for this item in order to have one understanding moving forward. I think as a chaplain,
No, I love you very much for preempting my thinking.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I allowed you to get in, so I wanted you to participate. But where I was to land, but you think that we will appreciate. So as part of oversighting this department, that we are updated on a monthly basis on the progress around the remedial work that the action proposed. And that they would have to allow us. Metal?
Thank you, we are not all. Where is Nisa? Because they were supposed to be part of this meeting.
Maybe this is my impression. Acting DG.
No, I'm not going to answer the Nisa part. I was just going to say, on the consultants, in the department, there is no capacity that can do this work. That's why we came to the conclusion that for now we need them. Now we will come back to you and how much they cost and all that, but if we are to say let's get internal capacity to do that, that means we have to
then
a
monthly update.
Oh, okay.
So far, we
are just in the monthly maybe, but 1 month, it means Roshalala.